So the fire started off Highway 108 in the vicinity of Golf Links Drive, and the cause is still under investigation, but it's burned about 82 acres, and we're at about 10% containment. Obviously, an extremely dangerous situation, kind of a perfect storm of factors coming to play here. There were structures damaged. We don't have a full accounting of the homes that were burned and what other kind of structures were damaged as a result of the fire, but hopefully that will be coming soon. Really dangerous situation given the location of the fire and the damage to the electrical grid. There were at least a couple of transmission line poles that were burned and actually came down. That was what caused the power outage that so many people in our county experienced yesterday. And then, of course, you know, large amount of traffic of folks trying to either get out of town or get back into town to rescue their loved ones and possessions. And then we had a large number of people using the phone lines all at once right around 2 o'clock. And so it was difficult for people to make phone calls. So just a large number of factors at play here. And I'm just very proud of the response for Tuolumne County Fire and then our partners with the city of Sonora and our other local fire districts. I think they responded really quickly and really efficiently to this, what was a very dangerous situation. What's funny is our OES director, Dory Beats, and I were actually conducting, we had planned to conduct a training about just this type of scenario at around 2 o'clock. And we actually had to cancel the training because we had a real emergency to deal with.
Have you heard anything more from PG&E just about the remaining customers or any types of repairs for that infrastructure that's been damaged?
Yeah, so the transmission lines are, they've come up with a workaround. They haven't quite repaired those lines yet, but that issue is mostly resolved. I think what they're dealing with now is various transfer stations that feed power to individual neighborhoods. And so at the last report I had was the majority of the county had been restored, but areas that are still without power now will probably be without power at least through today.
Okay. Anything else worth noting to get out to the public?
I think it was a worst-case scenario, kind of a perfect storm of factors that came to play. Where the fire was located at a major intersection or interchange for our county and the impacts that it had on our electrical grid, I think made it a very scary situation. But obviously, we're not out of the woods yet, but we're in a better place than we were at 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yes, as director of OES and as board chair, you know, how are you feeling, you know, today as you look ahead to how the response has been to this point and how things are looking conditions-wise?
This is what we prepare for every day. We are thinking about exactly this scenario. And so we had a lot of groups and individuals that were in place to respond to this. And I think, you know, it worked as well as it possibly could under the situation. I also, with respect to the evacuations, we're going to have an update probably around 9 o'clock this morning with respect to repopulation of the evacuated areas. And so we'll know at that time whether folks can start going home or not. We had about 14 people at the Tuolumne Memorial Hall last night who had been evacuated. And we had a great deal of help from the Red Cross and from Twain Hart CERT in managing the evacuation process. We did also evacuate a number of animals to the Tuolumne County Animal Shelter. So it's been a pretty big process in a very short period of time. But for the most part, we have everyone safe and out of harm's way at the moment, but still working the fire and trying to get out every last little bit of potential danger there.